getting to know Andy on Facebook and getting familiar with his situation and what a transplant would mean to him and his life and the life of his family as well. So it just felt like the right thing to do.
I mean, because it's a big sacrifice for you because you're not even in this country. You've had to fly over from America and, you know, as Andy says, give up holiday. Yeah. It's a big sacrifice, isn't it?
You know, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't feel that big of a sacrifice. There's so many rare opportunities in life to do something very meaningful for somebody else, and this is a great opportunity to do that.
And how do your family feel about it?
They've been very supportive. My wife bears a great deal of the sacrifice in that, you know, we have two small girls at home, and, you know, while I'm away doing this, she's working full-time and taking care of the house, so it's really required her to share that sacrifice as well.
It's interesting because obviously in the States you don't have the National Health Service like we do.
Right.
So when you go back, if there were to be problems or anything, would you just have to deal with that with your private health insurance, or how would that work?
Well, anything related to my kidneys, I may be liable to, you know, cover that myself. My insurance plan in the States won't cover anything based on that. But as far as my general health, I'd still be covered.
So their attitude is that that's something you've knowingly done.
Right.
You're knowingly taking a risk.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously, you're going through the tests to make sure that it's not a huge risk. But talk to me about how you feel about this whole process in terms of that.
Yeah. Well, I understood from the get-go. I've done research, and I knew there the inherent risks, you know, the theoretical risks, but coming here and meeting with the staff at the renal facility, it really instilled a great deal of confidence in that some of the testing we're doing is for compatibility, but a large portion of it is to determine the long-term health effects for me. And if they feel that there's any possibility that, you know, I'm going to have poor health as a result of the donation, they simply won't go forward. And they've been adamant about ensuring my health and that my health is, you know, paramount in this procedure. Everyone has been wonderful, and the staff here at the clinic has been completely gracious and professional, and it's been really nice.